This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We have Shannon Higgins. She's a producer and a photographer of a show called Duality, and it's a new, unique concept about blind dates between 50 of Melbourne's most talented creatives. I can't wait to hear all about this. It's part of the Melbourne Writers Festival, so welcome, Shannon, and we'd love to hear your story. So please tell us a little bit of history about yourself and where it all began for you.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. So predominantly I am a photographer, and Duality was an idea that came about 6 years ago when I was living in Vancouver. I was pretty much just starting out as a photographer at that time. And
why photography? What was it about photography that you loved? Because I love photography.
Yeah, I think I had a bit of a weird relationship with photography. It's something that I always wanted to do, but growing up in the country and not really having an arts support within the educational system that I grew up in, I wanted to do it, but I never really got around to it. And it was always a bit of white noise in the background, itching away. So I pretty much spent my 20s crewing boats around the world, and it was always that little voice in the back of my head. And
taking photos, though?
I guess I was kind of very self-critical of my photos at the time and really wanted to delve into it. But I was just so transient, sailing around the world and doing that chapter of my life. And I finally moved to Vancouver in my early 30s, and around that time the voice got a little bit bigger and I had to kind of explore it a bit further. So I thought early 30s, a little bit too late to do the academic system. So I kind of just worked off the 10,000 hour rule and was working with a bunch of musicians and writers and really just exploring photography with all of the creatives that I was really lucky to know within that kind of really neat and niche arts community within Vancouver. And that's pretty much how I got started with it.
Amazing. And so how long have you been doing photography for now?
Oh, it'd be about 8 years now.
Yeah, and it's your love.
Yeah.
It always has been, but you finally got a hold of it.
And how did you end up here?
Well, I'm originally from Australia.
Right.
I just lived overseas for 15 years. So
okay.
The voice
was time to come back.
Yeah, it's definitely time to come back. And I'd been in Vancouver for a long time. I'd been there for about 5-6 years, and it was itching. It was time to come home.
Right. And Melbourne's your home?
It is now, yeah. I mean, right. Melbourne.
It's a great place to be creative. We have so many people to talk to on the show, so obviously it's a, you know, arts mecca. But tell us about this concept. It sounds amazing and fascinating. So tell us all about Duality.
Yeah, well, Duality is essentially taking 25 writers. I ask 25 writers to give me a sentence, a lyric, or a passage from their notebook, and I blind pair them with 25 visual artists. So by taking a sample of a city, I'm really trying to make sure that I have been including as many diverse people as possible. So I've got everyone from a 20-year-old to a 60-year-old. I am including so on the writer's side, I've got everyone from rappers to sci-fi, from comedians. So if we're looking at this year's lineup, I have the likes of Courtney Barnett, Judith Lucy, Henry Waggons, Cash Savage, Greta Ray, a really wonderful collection of...
There's some big names, Melbourne names there.
There's some amazing names, yep. But I'm also taking people who are up and coming, you know, someone, say, like Alana Wilkinson, who is a folk singer from Geelong. We've got Jamie Lumarina, who just won the Stella Prize. She is a young author, but also people like Sam Cooney, who does Lift a Brow. So essentially just having a look at 25 writers who are on our periphery. We're either listening to them on the radio, we're reading them in magazines, they're in columns, we're catching them at the comedy festival. These Melbourne-based voices that were constantly around me, I kind of just collected them over a couple of months while I was curating this list, really trying to make sure it was inclusive and varied as possible. And they've given me a sentence or a lyric, and I've blind paired them with 25 artists. So this is street graph, fine art, illustration. And again, trying to get a different level of practitioners involved. So people like Oslo Davis, Jeffrey Phillips, Becky Orpen, they're real institutes of Melbourne art scene, but up-and-coming people like Nicole Evans, whose work is unbelievable, And then street artists like Al, George Rose, Jason Parker, such a level of amazing creatives that you may not be aware of their name, but you're seeing them when you're walking down Brunswick Street. You're seeing their illustrations in magazines, and they're kind of just on your periphery and creating things like Oslo does the golden planes designs for the posters and stuff like that. You're not quite sure who the artist is, but that way I've really gone out of my way to make sure that we're pulling that information in and putting this into this blind date between the 50 creatives.
Yeah, and so you match them together. You match the writer with the visual artist, and so the visual artist reads the words and then comes up with the visual.
Yeah. So essentially, what happens with that? The 25 writers send me a lyric or a passage. I then put the writers in one hat and the artists in another, shake the hats and draw it. I don't want
by sheer luck. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to preconceive something that an artist may be going through, whether it be the subject matter be exploring loss or death or happiness or what have you. I don't want to preconceive anything there and direct the art. So I leave it up to chance. I then take those words, put them in a wax sealed envelope. Everybody gets the same size piece of paper. I walk to their place or go to their place, knock on their door. I'm like, you've got, here's your words, here's your blank piece of paper. And then they produce their body of work based off those words. So there's no, they have no reference to the context or identity of where those words come from.
So they don't
from.
Know who is, has written the words. So there's no, leading as to the personality behind it.
Nobody knows who's paired with who until opening night. The artists amazing. And writers have no idea who they're paired with.
Yeah, wow. And how are you presenting it on that opening night?
So I have partnered with Melbourne Writers Festival. Yep. I'm also partnered with KSR Art Bar, which is an amazing new space at Rialto Towers. So KSR stands for King Street Revival, and it's a 160-year-old buttermill factory.
Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning. So I have got all the work back. It's all framed and it's hung up in the gallery. So it will be beautifully designed so that it is the writer's words. And then you'll be presented with the art. And then underneath that, I've asked the artist to provide a narrative on how they found their response, because they've read these words. They have to interpret it. They have to really kind of see how that resonates with them and develop their own narrative in that visual context. So then you kind of have this beautiful story. So it's kind of unusual where you're normally going to an art show and you just see the art and then you have a reaction, but you're really getting this beautiful duality of that situation on how they've read the words and how they've interpreted it.
And did you know many of these artists, or did you seek some people out that you never really met before as well?
I think a bit of everything. You know, I think in Melbourne we're so lucky to be surrounded by such a plethora of beautiful artists. So I've got some people that I'm aware of, but then there's also other people that I wanted to get to know as well. So as a photographer, I went and photographed and filmed all of these creatives in their spaces. Okay. So I think there's one thing to have this beautiful duality where you're pairing these writers and artists, but I wanted to build that sense of community and showcase where these people are creating from. So I produced a massive body of work. So that's me going into everybody's home and photographing them and documenting them and producing that content.
And so you have a coffee table book, is that right, of the whole experience?
I have a coffee table book indeed. So that is a beautiful 250-page book, and it's filled with all the photos and insights into all of these amazing creatives.
And tell us where this exhibition is on at.
So it opens this coming Friday the 30th of August, and that's from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. and then it runs from the 31st of August until the 8th of September.
Fantastic. And it's on at the...
So it's on at KSR Bar. And if you wanted to get to know all of the artists, it's dualityexperiment.com is the website, and the Instagram is dualityexperiment as well.
And what was the feedback like from the artists? Because you've actually fed them the words, so you haven't really had any feedback from those artists. But the visual artists, what has the feedback from them been like at this stage?
It's a really interesting thing. I think, you know, for most of us, we're all creating these bodies of work, but we're so caught up into our own narrative and our own frame point of where we're coming from. So to give an artist words that they have to respond to and take them out of their normal pattern is a really interesting thing. The feedback has just been beautiful, whether it be someone like Cash Savage saying that she had to go through her notebooks and she found lyrics that she hadn't seen in years and was so inspired by that, to having an artist be able to work on a unique and a one-off piece of artwork, to so they're not producing a cohesive body of work. They just get to respond on that one thing. So the feedback has been phenomenal. And from the two previous shows that I've had, it's such an amazing thing for people to really push themselves in a new direction.
Yeah,
it's a real collaboration, really, of so many artists. And it's really sort of capturing a Melbourne essence of, you know, the arts community, which would be fantastic. And to be there at the actual opening night to see people's reactions and the writers being able to see how a visual artist has interpreted that will be quite fascinating. So I guess it's be there, you know, to sort of see the response from the artists themselves.
And how, you know, obviously you'll be selling the book on the night, but if you want to pick up a copy or just go to your website or?
Absolutely. So you can grab the book from dualityexperiment.com. All of the artwork is for sale. So all of these beautiful, unique pieces, pricing starts from $600. And so that's all framed, gorgeous, finished artwork. And the opening night is such a buzz. It's kind of like a bingo session, I guess, because it's like the artist finding out who their writer is, and the writer really being able to experience how their words were propelled in such a new direction. And it's just, I think it just builds a whole new layer of community, because everybody wants to talk to everybody because it's opened it up. I've also made the playlist for the opening night is based off all the music that everybody played me in their home. So
fantastic.
Kind of brought everybody's home, everybody's kind of details from their homes and their studios.
So you'd have to be documenting it on the night as well. But will you do that, or have we got somebody else? Because won't you be a bit busy on the night?
I hope I have a champagne glass in my hand, not a camera, on this opening night. So we will have a videographer and a photographer who will be covering it. We also just produced a behind-the-scenes documentary that I just posted on my on the website. And, yeah, from 6 until 9, it's everybody coming. And then
we're all welcome.
Everybody is welcome.
Well, come and see the experience, because then you get to see the artist's reactions as the final story is played out. And you cover a lot of mediums. So you've got writing, you've got drawings, visual arts, you've got filming, photography. It's covering a lot of ground here, which is great. And it really does capture that whole sort of Melbourne arts community, which is amazing. So, yeah, well done.
It certainly does. We have some artist talks on the Sunday the 1st and Tuesday the 3rd as well. Mm-hmm. So if anybody was wanting, who really found the project interesting and wanted to speak to a couple of the artists, that's Henry Waggons and Goody speaking on Sunday the 1st of September at 1 p.m. So that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
And then we have Sean Liu and Madeline Dorr on Tuesday the 3rd of August.
Okay, amazing. Fantastic. So what's the website again for people?
DualityExperiment.com.
Duality Experiment. So we've been talking to Shannon Higgins, who's the producer and the photographer of Duality. So check it out online, or check it out down at the exhibition, which is launching on Friday the 30th of August, part of the Melbourne Writers Festival. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Shannon. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.